right now at the Home Depot. Get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Need to be a hit.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here for Xfinity, the future of awesome. And I laugh when I see my buddies watching TV shows and movies only on their phones, especially if they're YouTube subscribers. And I'm like, ha, I could do that on my television because I have an apps button, a folder that drops down because of my X1 DVR box. And that apps button drops down, and I got YouTube right there for me with all my podcasts. Or if I want to watch funny videos or highlights of a guy that I'm talking about that I'm going to kill the next day because he can't play basketball or football. Or my Netflix app. God bless the Netflix gods, because I've watched Shameless. I've watched Stranger Things. I have watched so many shows because of Netflix. I'm going to start The Punisher this weekend. I've heard a lot of good things about that. If you want this kind of convenience and the future of awesome in your life, you know what you need to do. You need to get down with the crown that is Xfinity television and internet. And you can bundle both for $25 each a month for 12 months by calling 1-800-XFINITY or visiting Xfinity.com today for more details. The offer ends New Year's Eve, so bring in the new year with a bang. That's right, December 31st, 2017. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That's a new low point of the season. Just when you think that bottom can't fall out, guess what? There you go again. Here's the bottom.
Wait till Christmas Eve against the Browns.
You know, you joke about it.
Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history.
Mully and Henley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Take advantage of the best ticket value in Chicago with a Wolves Fan 4-Pack. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and popcorn all at one low price. See what people are howling about at ChicagoWolves.com. Shohei Ohtani will not be coming to the North Side. He's decided to sign with the Angels. John Morosi is reporting that part of the Cubs' presentation was a virtual reality experience of his life as a Cub. And the Cardinals have sent out a release saying they are stopping their pursuit of Giancarlo Stanton after he would not waive his no-trade clause when compensation had been agreed upon between the two teams. The four teams on his list right now are the Dodgers, Yankees, Astros, and Cubs. The Bears will be banged up again when they take on the Bengals Sunday. Adrian Amos, Eddie Goldman, and Pernell McPhee are doubtful. John Fox pointed out today after practice that injuries are a league-wide concern.
When you look around the league, and again, you know, typically in a work week, I'm pretty focused on the upcoming opponent. But some of the research I've gotten from people, it's a league-wide deal. It's not just the Chicago Bears.
Marvin Lewis has already ruled out 6 starters for the Bengals, including Joe Mixon, Vontaze Burfict, Adam Jones, and Dre Kirkpatrick. Aaron Rodgers practiced in pads and could be back for the Packers as early as next week. The Browns released Kenny Britt. He has only 18 catches on the season. He was in the first year of a 4-year, $32 million contract. On the ice, Corey Crawford's been activated from IR and will start tonight for the Hawks against the Sabres. Vinny Hinostroza has been called up from Rockford, and Tanner Caro and Jean-Francois Berube are going back to Rockford. Nico Mirotic is expected to make his season debut tonight for the Bulls there in Charlotte as they're trying to halt their 10-game losing streak. The update's brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And the Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka and the bellwether meeting place and brewery located on Illinois Street in Chicago. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. And the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score, at 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Mundane sports achievements.
I played 4 years at Polk High. Touchdown Bundy, they used to call me. Made it all city back in 66. Four touchdowns. And I'm not talking the whole year. One game.
Mundane sports achievements.
Every place I go, they're always asking me about Jordan Lynch. He's been involved in all the drill work. He's watched a lot of film, and he's done everything we've asked of. It's been impressive.
Mundane sports achievements.
Kyle Orton's an amazing quarterback. He just comes in and moves your football team.
Mundane sports achievements.
Joey Chestnut retains the mustard belt. He is the champion.
The passion is raw, but the hot dogs are cooked. That's the most amazing competitive eating contest I have ever seen.
Mundane sports achievements.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
All we ask is that you get the bit and you tell your story with gusto, and we look forward to hearing it. 312-644-6767. Let's do this, shall we?
Yeah, it's a fun time out here at another Round Bar and Grill.
I can't believe it's 4 o'clock already. It feels like we just got here.
The Bud Light guys are stumbling out of the door right now.
There they go.
Bud Light!
Right, they drank the bar dry, and now they leave.
My work day is done.
Right. They're going to go be alone now for a little while, dry out, and hit the bars later on tonight as well.
Eric and Joliet starts us off on The Score.
Hello, boys. Thanks for having
me.
This summer, I got the honor to be invited to a golf outing for Burkhart's grocery store chain, and that was my fourth time golfing, so I absolutely had no idea what I was doing, and I luckily got paired up with one of my idols, Scott Podsednik.
And outfielder Scott Podsednik.
There it is, baby. So, yeah, Scott was paired up with us, and I was embarrassed just to try to swing in front of him because my form is probably similar to that of Charles Barkley. So for the entire day, I didn't hit a shot straight, and Scott can absolutely crush the ball and made me feel like the most insignificant human athletically. And then about the 13th hole of the day, it was the turn, and everyone was kind of getting a drink and watching. And par 3, I decided to step up, just absolutely killed the ball low and hard and not very good. But to me, it was the best shot of the day. So I turned around, threw my arms up in happiness, and everyone else did too when the ball went in the hole. And so I got a hole-in-one in front of one of my idols at a sport that I'm terrible at and absolutely don't care about.
That's an actual sports achievement.
Yeah, a hole-in-one is a hole-in-one.
This is what we're talking about. Craig in Edgewater. I was paying for my coffee at my local cafe. I was holding my son, and my elbow knocked the coffee cup off the counter when I was putting my change into my pocket. So I lunged and caught the cup before it hit the ground without a drop spilling. When I set the cup back on the counter, the girl at the register quoted the movie The Matrix by saying, "You move like they do." I've never seen anyone move that fast.
That's pretty fresh. Yeah. Immediately, you got to start making out. Like that when it comes.
Yeah,
well,
that's
you
like,
ask first. But yeah. Yeah, exactly. Come on over.
You're with me, Levin.
Right. Reward the victor. That's what it is. That's what the bit is about right there.
Zach and DeKalb, you're on The Score.
Fellas.
Zach.
I keep a solo cup in the medicine cabinet for the nights after I have a little too much cab. And I was in a hurry, so I jumped in the shower with the solo cup with the Alka-Seltzer in it, downed it, thought, what am I going to do with this now, standing in the shower? So I took it in sort of a, you know, dart or a beer pong grip with hand over elbow, pinched it, the rim between my thumb and index finger, and just gave it a light waft up over the curtain rod of the shower. I was expecting to hear a big clink, 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 rattling, whatever, as long as it didn't hit the pinky floor. I figured it'd be good. Done showering, pull back the curtain, the cup is sitting upright in the middle of the sink.
Nice.
See, that's it right there. I think
that's where you say, I wish someone were here to see it, and no one will believe me when I tell the story.
I think most of the sports achievements that are mundane happen to most men, from the shower to the receptacle or shower to the toilet, when you're just throwing something in and you're like, I think I might have hit that. I'll check afterwards because there might be something all over the floor.
In Eureka, Illinois, Josh says, as a 17-year-old kid working as a dishwasher in a greasy bowling alley kitchen, we were closing down. I was alone. I took a sip of my soda and one ice cube, and in a fluid motion, I spit the ice cube into the air and punted it across the kitchen. The ice cube sailed in a perfect arc over the cart of clean dishes, over the hanging pots and pans above the kitchen island, and splashed perfectly into the small 10x10 tub of butter that the cooks used to grease the grill. But I threw my arms in the air, gave an incredulous and no one saw that look around the room, and dejectedly crossed the kitchen to clean the tub I just contaminated.
I'm about to say, first of all, you did not do that second part. You're like, oh, that just happened. Yeah, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be fine.
A bowling alley tub of butter at a grill. The grill's going to get a.
Yeah, they expect all other people's ice to be in their food anyway.
Come on, please. That's no worries there. This is Michael in Lincolnwood.
Michael, how you doing?
So we're at an apple orchard, and my wife's friend decides that she's going to play a little game of apple dodgeball with her husband. And so she wings a couple in his direction. One of them hits him in the rear end. One of them also goes sailing past me. She decides to hightail it and goes down the lane of the apples, in the apple lane, and she's about a good 50, 55 yards away from us doing jumping jacks. And I looked at her husband. I said, are you going to let her get away with that? Are you going to throw one back? So he throws one, and it goes in the wrong lane. And so I looked at him. I said, no, you do it like this. And I took one of his apples out of his bag. And by the way, Fuji apples, aerodynamically superior to other varieties.
Ah, that's some next-level stuff there, okay.
Yes, so all chefs are dangerous with all food groups when it comes to throwing. Right. And I winged this apple down the lane, and you could see it go across the blue sky, this red dot, and she was doing jumping jacks, taunting us. And as she was in the air, this thing came down and it hit her in the top of the forehead and dropped her like an anchor in the bay. She went straight back on the ground, flat out. The apple exploded off the top of her head. We ran down the lane to see if she was okay. We get to her. She's sitting. Her hair's hanging down over her head. Her shoulders are going up and down. We figure either it's convulsions or she's laughing. She looks up. She pulls her hair back. She's got a red dot on her forehead where the apple hit her, and she's laughing her rear end off. We, can't believe that she got tagged from that distance. So her husband, who's a lawyer, turns to me and he says, oh, I don't know how to thank you. And I looked at him and said, what are you talking about? And he said, now I have my yak story. And I said, now I'm really lost. What are you talking about? And he said, 25 years ago, we went to the zoo. We took our kid to the yak pen to go petting the yak. And the yak immediately spit in my face when I said, wow, what a cool yak. For 25 years, she's been telling the yak story at parties and at different socializing events. He says, now I've got my yak story. So I just looked at him and said, well, I'm glad I'm doing God's work in bringing your family together by dropping a member of your family with a food group.
We got a BOGO story there for no reason.
And everything ended up with spitting yak and members of spitting yak. and by the way,
that's a crossword puzzle. What brothers don't do.
I would say, how many letters? Yeah, if you are enjoying a good yak, don't spit.
What the hell? Yeah.
What is what brothers don't do for 100?
Right. Spitting yak. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that.
Outstanding. Greg in Champaign, you're on Mundane Sports Achievements on the Score.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Some years back at the newspaper I worked, the guys in the sports department one night decided to make a little basketball court, so they turned a hard hat upside down and parked it in the top of a wastebasket, and that was the basket, and they had about a baseball-sized wad of paper they were using as the ball. So they were throwing they're trying to hit the basket there, the helmet, and I walked over to the sports department because I had a page proof of theirs and gave it to them, and just then one of the rebounds came right over to my feet. So I picked it up, and I on an impulse, I said, look, this is how you do it. and from about 8 feet away, facing the wastebasket, I flipped it up from behind my back, up over my head. It arcs perfectly and hits into the helmet, doesn't even move, just boom, dead.
Nice.
And then I thrust my arms in triumph and walked out of the department as my guy behind me goes, he's just embarrassed all of us.
The conquering hero. Thank you for the call, Greg. Very good. This is from Jordan, the English teacher and speech teacher, who says, I was handing out new ID cards to my current students, and I was left with a few expired ID cards that were just begging to be thrown across the room into the garbage. So my students were a more than willing audience, and I sent the ID card on its journey across classroom 219. And when it left my hand, it soared to the left, directly towards the recycle bin, and my excitement grew. And then it made a sharp right turn in the complete opposite direction. But it seemed fate was my newfound friend. The card made a miraculous second turn back toward the recycle bin, to which I can only attribute the change of direction to some obscure butterfly effect halfway around the world. But this yellow and blue plastic rectangle found its home, diving effortlessly into the bin with incredulous oohs and ahs voiced by my student audience, enhancing my absurd jubilation. Yeah, and people who throw cards for a living, have you seen people that really know how to flick cards?
You'd be like a ninja star.
You ever seen Ricky Jay?
Like cut an apple and stuff?
Into a watermelon.
Yeah.
He can throw a bicycle playing card into a watermelon.
Yeah, I don't want to rock with people like that because then they get mad at
Again,
you.
Again, Things Brothers don't
right, I was about to say,
for 200.
Yeah, I don't. I'm, you can't, he's not invited to any of the Spades games.
Spinning
ever.
Yak.
And card throwing? Yeah, I'm good. You're good on that.
In Morton, this is Reed. He is on the score.
Hey, guys. I didn't know whether to call in for Daredevil or Dumbass or this one, but I was 15 years old, and me and my buddy were out way late after curfew, and a cop car pulls up and shines a spotlight on us. So we book, and I'm running toward the woods, and about 10 yards into the woods, I know there's this huge ravine. It's like 20 feet down, rocks and everything. So I just dive. I mean, like,